And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 23rd of November, 2010. It was on this day in 1644 John Milton published his pamphlet Areopagitica, arguing for freedom from censorship. He said, "Who kills a man kills a reasonable creature, God's image, but he who destroys a good book kills reason itself, kills the image of God, as it were, in the eye." Today is the birthday, we believe, of Henry McCarty, better known as Billy the Kid, New York City, 1859. That's according to the book that made the kid famous after he died, a book entitled The Authentic Life of Billy the Kid by Pat Garrett and Ash Upson. He was born in New York City to an Irish immigrant family. His mother, Catherine, was a widow. At some point, she moved her two sons, Henry and Joe, to Indianapolis, then to Wichita in 1870. It was a very rough pioneer town. She did pretty well there. She opened a laundry business. It was successful. She dabbled in real estate, tried to give her sons some education. But Wichita was still wild. There were horse thieves and outlaws riding in and out. Murder was commonplace. And then she came down with tuberculosis. She moved her family out to New Mexico, and her tuberculosis got worse, and she died, leaving her boys to fend for themselves. They tried to make do. Billy the Kid's first crime was just stealing some butter from a farmer, but then he fell in with a thief known as Sombrero Jack, and he was arrested, Billy the Kid, for stealing laundry. He needed the clothing. He was sent off to jail. He escaped from jail, and his outlaw life began. He was about 15 years old. He was small. He was youthful-looking. An acquaintance described Billy the Kid as a short, slender young man with large front teeth, giving a chronic grin to his expression. So he stole horses, he rustled cattle, and then he got involved in a feud there in Lincoln County, New Mexico, the Lincoln County War. He was working for a man named John Tunstall. He'd hired him as a ranch hand. And Billy the Kid fought to defend his boss. There were murders on both sides, and Billy the Kid was arrested by Pat Garrett, who was the sheriff of Lincoln County, put him in jail. The kid escaped. Pat Garrett tracked him down to Fort Sumner and shot him and killed him. There was nothing about him that made him stand out from other outlaws of his day, but there was the book that was written about him, The Authentic Life of Billy the Kid, which made him famous. A charming young outlaw, according to a man named Frank Coe, who said he was about 17, 5 feet 8 inches, weighed 138 pounds, stood straight as an Indian, fine-looking lad, a ladies' man. The Mexican girls were all crazy about him. He spoke their language well. He was a fine dancer. He was a wonder. You would have been proud to know him. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, Flying at Night. Above us, stars. Beneath us, constellations. 5 billion miles away, a galaxy dies like a snowflake falling on water. Below us, some farmer, feeling the chill of that distant death, snaps on his yard light, drawing his sheds and barn back into the little system of his care. All night, the cities, like shimmering novas, tug with bright streets at lonely lights like his. Flying at Night by Ted Kooser from One World at a Time, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.